Welcome, morning, family. This is David Trigg. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2022. And I am, I don't know if I'm switching or just adapting or just adding a little different theme and topic to my podcast here. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about the Enneagram and specifically the Enneagram 3 personality types, which is what I am. And I think that there's a lot of us out there, leaders and pastors and musicians and artists and business owners, entrepreneurs, creative types who are either Enneagram 3, 7s, or 8. We tend to be the aggressive types, the creative types, the go-getters, the 3s. We're called the achievers at 7, the adventure seekers or the adventurers, and the 8s are the challengers. And we are what people often say, the natural-born leaders. But we do it differently. And specifically, as a 3, I want to talk about the ups and downs of being a 3, how to get through those low times, how to stay in your achieving, and then most of all, how to bring God into our personality so that we don't go off the rails. So I guess to start with just an update on what it is to be a 3, an Enneagram 3. By the way, you can go to any website, but enneagraminstitute.com is probably a good place to start and take a test to confirm that you're a 3. But most of us who are into the Enneagram, we kind of know what our number is. And if you're a 3, you definitely know that you're a 3, for better or for worse. So the 3, the achiever, and you have the 2 wings, the 2 and the 4. And sometimes some teachers say that the wings aren't as important as other people say or think. I think I'm a 3-wing 4. Other people are a 3-wing 2. The 2 is more the compassionate type. The 4 is more the individual artistic type. So you might want to think about that. Other people, Ian Cron, tends to think that we go back and forth, or as we mature, we go from one wing to the other. So that may be helpful. Another way to look at it, I think Beatrice Chestnut and Mr. Says, I forget his first name right now, they talk about how the wings aren't as important as our subtypes. And so I think there's some truth in all of those things. I tend to be a 3-wing 4. At least I feel like I am, because of the artistic and maybe even the emotional part, which can also be a subtype. I'm a 3-1-to-1 or sexual 3. There are 3 types of subtypes, 3 kinds of subtypes: the self-preservation, the social 3, and the sexual or 1-to-1 3. And so that is very important to know. Now, as I said, the 3 is the achiever. The 3 is the one with the virtue of achievement and the vice of self-deceit or vanity, you could say. So our greatest gift to the world is our achievement, our stardom, and our greatest detriment or sin, or you could call it our ungodly truth, would be our self-deception, meaning that we don't really often even know what we want, or we live everybody else's stories except our own, and we don't often even know what we really want or think or feel, or we do, but we mask it, or we don't like to, I guess, go there. And then we deal with our other way to put our vice is failure. So failure is the other F word, as I like to say it, for the Enneagram 3. And so I hope that you're relating to what I'm saying. I'm sure you are, if you are somewhat familiar with the Enneagram 3. So what I wanted to do as far as this podcast is not so much teach on the Enneagram. I think I'll do some of that, but more of an update on kind of what does an Enneagram 3 look like on a day-to-day basis, and how do I cope and deal and work with being in personality, being in Christ, and all those things. So today, the quick update is maybe even the last few weeks, December, November, I've been in my feelings, mostly feeling like a failure in my fitness, in my work, in my money, and all those things, my career, blah, blah, blah. And so that's the problem with being a 3. You're constantly making a list of what you're not being amazing at, what you're not accomplishing, what you're not succeeding at. And of course, that really stinks because most of that is a bunch of lies of the enemy. That's what Satan loves to do, is to remind us threes of all the things we haven't done or we aren't succeeding at. Versus being a normal person who accepts ups and downs, who sees things clearly, who understands that there are all kinds of, ups and downs in life. And most of all, that things aren't as bad as you think, especially for us threes. So that's been a thing, and maybe you can relate to this. Leave me a comment. You can go to my Instagram at David Trigg, and you can, or my Facebook page also, just look for my name and comment on this truth, which, as I said, it really stinks because we believe all these lies. I mean, does anybody out there know what it's like to make a list of all your failures? Right? We like lists, people say. We like to-dos. But when we turn that against ourselves, it can be really detrimental because we make lists of all the things, as I mentioned, that we're failing at. And that can just be pretty masochistic, if you want to put it that way. It's almost like self-mutilating. And yet, we love that because it makes us feel, especially if you're a three-wing four, if you're a one-to-one subtype, and kind of leaves us in our feelings, which somehow, I don't know, maybe it is our only way to get in touch with the truth. And I think when we cry, when we get depressed or anxious or we get overwhelmed, maybe those are the only times that we're actually not in our feelings, but in our truth. Like, oh, this is really how I'm doing. This is really what I think. This is really what I don't want to do. And so November, December, I think we have to just keep it simple and not expect so much of ourselves and to keep calm, as they say, right? Stay calm, because there's so much out there that we want to accomplish, goals for next year, courses that we want to sell. And then, of course, we want to have the perfect body, have the perfect hair, the perfect wife, the perfect family, the perfect house. I always am stressing over a couple scratches on my wall and my grass isn't perfect, or you name it, right? We're not perfectionists, but we want to appear as perfect because appearance is so important to the threes. So what am I doing to mitigate that? Well, first, crying. As I said, I cry with my wife. I cry to God. I think about the truth. I read. I talked to my friend yesterday, and we had a good time. Just laying out all this to him, and him saying, it's a bunch of lies, Trigg. You're just believing the lies of Satan. And that's something my wife always tells me, and it's always helping me just undo the lies that Satan throws my way. So that's been helpful, crying, reading. My friend sent me a quote or a little reel on Instagram about not believing the lies of the enemy. I think that things that are emotional can be very moving to us threes because we're so much in our action, and yet we're such, I mean, we are the countertype, right? Is that what they call it? We are the center of the heart triad. I mean, we're like the most feelers of the feelers. And yet we hide that, back to vanity and self-deceit. We hide those feelings from ourselves. So when we cry, when I worship and I feel something, when I hear a sermon and it touches my heart, when someone says something and it moves me deeply, then, oh, there's my truth. We snap out of it. We snap out of that negativity and those failure feelings, those fickle feelings, as Joyce Meyer says. And we then get realigned. And so this reel that my friend sent me was, you know, it had all the, like, the vibey music, the inspirational songs and the sad tune. And the guy was on his knees crying out to God. And the voiceover said, stop believing the lies. God loves you. And it was all emotional, you know. And for us, again, that's so important because it touches that emotional part of us. Being with my wife, you know, we were praying this morning and I was crying and she was holding me and I didn't want her to hold me because, you know, I'm the man, right? I need to have her lean on me, not the other way around, but she kept holding me. And even in that little simple thing, there was so much care, and God was talking to me She was saying, David, God says you're his beloved son. He's well pleased with you. And as my other mentor says, you don't have to do more to feel worthy. You are worthy and loved and lovable just because you're beautiful, just because you're a wonderful person, because of all you have already done versus all that you still need to do. And that isn't easy for us threes to believe or to really comprehend or absorb. And so, but those things help. Recording this podcast is part of my healing because I don't want to hide these things. I don't want to keep them all to myself. I want to be a resource. I want to teach. I want to be honest. I want to, and if you're not a three, then you may have someone who is a three, or plus maybe you just want to know more about my life. But if you are a three, whether you are a three wing two or four, or you are, even if you're in the heart triad, if you're a two or a four, we have so much in common because we are heart types. The twos might be the most classic heart type because they are the most caring, compassionate people. The fours, I think it's easy to see them as heart types because they're so creative. And think of Kanye, right? Just so amazing in their art and a little kind of out there, you could say. And then the threes, we are the ones that seem to be the least in our feelings or in the heart triad, but we are the most, as I said, the one with the most feelings. We just tend to hide them or mask them from ourselves, most of all, because often they are things we don't want to think about. Like, you know, I don't really like this person. I don't really want to do that. I really don't need that information. I don't need this project. But our achieving and our thirst for attention and admiration often cancels, I guess you could say, our true feelings, our true knowledge, our truth. And so then we get into trouble. So what we have to constantly do is live in our truth, no matter what it means. Another way to get out of the funk is, for me, the podcast, but also I was crying and feeling all blah blah about money and about work. And we need a table, just our dining table. It's just time. And because of my block of, oh, I don't have money, which is not true, I haven't wanted to buy a table. So guess what I'm going to do this week, maybe even today? Go buy a table. I looked it up. It's $300. It's nothing. I already made that money. It's all good. I'm going to go buy a table versus living in the fear. My point is, achieving is often the solution for us achievers. I read a quote that said, fixing problems is my happiness. And that really is true for us. Now, there's also a problem with that, a danger in that, but I'm just talking about the tools to get out of the funk, fix problems. Yeah, the problem that I've been having is I signed up for this one job search site and it just sends me too much stuff. So I'm gonna cancel it or at least not look at it as much and go to this other website that is simpler, where I actually got two interviews and it kind of, it worked better for me. So achieving, thinking rightly, making decisions, going for a run, going for a walk. If my thing is I'm overweight, then okay, eat better today and work out. If my thing is I don't have a job or I don't have money, then okay, if I have $300 and I need a table, and that's why I need money, then go get that table. If I need a job, then go to this website, not this other one. Think clearly, act properly. Don't overdo your feelings. When you are in your feelings, pause. Another thing that happened is this week, a couple things happened with just church and things, and a decision was made. And at first I was all upset, and then I was all happy, then upset, but back and forth. When that happens, I often have learned to just pause and to think. So for us on the heart triad, we have to move towards our heart, towards our thoughts and towards action. Your gut or your instinct or your truth comes from your heart. So always listen to your heart more than your thoughts, more than your gut, because the truth and God lies in your heart for us in the heart triad. But when we're in personality, when we're in our feelings, when we are in sin, you could say, we have to use our other centers of intelligence. So when it comes to this whole church thing, I actually want to do this. I thought, I think I know how to fix this. I thought, this is going to be good. And then I acted. I sent this out. I worked this other thing. I made this one thing. I acted. And that made me feel so much better. Whereas if I was just in my feelings, which were negative feelings, then I was just falling apart. And so sometimes acting and thinking logically can get you through those negative feelings. With feelings, I've learned that the only time when those feelings for us in the heart triad are bad is when they're negative feelings, failure, shame, fear. When they're positive feelings, mostly love, then that's good. Another example of good feelings is, as I said, I'm in a beautiful church right now, and I have friends who are like, why are you there? Blah, blah, blah. They're kind of acting more logical as they think. For me, I'm there because I love it. And I don't have a logical reason. I don't have something that I need to do differently. There are things I could do differently. I could go to another church. I could get another job. There are things logically that make no sense, but my heart is there. And as I said, for us in the heart triad, all we have is our heart. We have to listen to our heart. And that's where the Holy Spirit lies and resides. That's how God speaks to us, is through our heart. I don't mean just our emotions, but yeah, part of it is our emotions. We have to guard for negative emotions, but our heart. What does your heart say? My heart says, I love my wife. I miss our children. I love my church. I am on the right track when it comes to my career. My panic says, blah, blah, blah. My thoughts may get in the way. Fear, anxiety, my actions maybe are inaction. I don't do enough. So those are the things to work on. But my heart says, I'm doing the right thing. God loves me. He will provide. Things will get better. So that's the update for today. I'm going to keep these somewhat short, I guess, about 10 to 20 minutes. All updates on the three and what is it like to live with a three or to be a three, the Enneagram three. So I hope that helps. Thanks so much. Subscribe to this podcast, share it with a friend, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.